This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes. Walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. As I always say, get engaged, get involved, get informed first. So you're not just throwing around garbage, that you really have a clue as to what you're talking about. That's always good, right? At least I think so. Anyway, as I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look. If you're not going to get informed, then don't engage. I know I've said this a million times. And the reason I say that, frankly and honestly, is because then we start looking like fools. It looks like we really don't know what we're talking about. And then we're just putting stuff out there to put stuff out there. All right? So I'm begging you, don't be stupid about it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head over to joemessina.com, joemessina.com, where you can watch live, listen live. A lot happening over there. Smarter people than I in the chat room. Very smart people. All right, let's get to it. I just think this is amazing. You know, we keep hearing from Governor Newsom. How wonderful California, how free it is. All the great things going on here. Yeah, I think he's drinking heavily. Right? California was below the national average until Prop 47 passed. Right? I mean, when you look at some of the posts and some of the things going on, you know, people are telling us on a daily basis that you know, prison sentences don't reduce crime. So it's shocking to see crime increase faster than the national average, especially when you release tens of thousands of inmates. Right? So having them in prison, apparently, according to the left, doesn't deter or slow down crime. But that's not what the FBI says. And honestly, and frankly, new FBI data, I'm talking like now data, shows that violent crime increased 13% in California in 1 year. Now, figure that in the national average, it decreased. So in California, it went up. The national average decreased. 31% drop in Florida, you know, that terrible state. You know, the one that is not as free. And he's right, it's not as free as his state. Newsom, right? Because there you get locked up for doing bad things. You get locked up for doing the wrong things. You get locked up for stealing. So, yes, he's right. It's not as free. You don't have a free pass to commit crimes. And then property crime, through the roof. It's also up. Homelessness has increased 50% in California. 50% since 2014. But it's decreased nationwide. Why? Why is California at the top of the list for these things? You've got a governor you know has got a problem with drugs when he's running around telling us how great everything is. But the numbers don't bear that out, you know. The FBI that his buddy Joey B manages, they don't bear that out either. And under Joe Biden, the dollar's lost over 17% of its value, of its purchasing power. So in 3 years, who's been president? I'm trying to figure this one out. So for the last 3 years, we've lost, the dollar's lost 17% of its purchasing power. We've lost the hold, I wouldn't say the hold, but the power we had in the Middle East and other places. Europe laughs at us. Joe Biden is pretty much ignored by our allies. Gee, I wonder why. Remember they were all worried that Trump was going to ruin those relationships? Well, who actually did? If you believe that CPI is accurate, which most people know it's not, it's intentionally underreported, right? The inflation is being underreported. If you really do the calculation properly, you're going to find that your buying power actually is even worse than 17%. Is your salary up 25% in the past 3 years? If not, you're poorer than you were before. It's just a reality of how the economy works. Why that's so hard for people to understand, I will never understand. I like that. I mean, it doesn't require a college degree to figure all this out. Seriously, people. We need to step up. We need to get the information. We need to not let them run around selling garbage. You know, when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about If Obama's health care was so good, anybody remember what that was supposed to cost us? Remember the cost was supposed to be, no more than your cell phone bill. I got some bad news. It's a lot more than your cell phone bill. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Mesita, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-SHOW, 855-732-5563. You know, we're talking about all the war stuff and what's going down and what's happening. And I got to tell you something. Do any of you remember Uncle Joe? Right? Remember this?
And it makes a big difference to tell the American people the truth about what our options are in ending this war. If tomorrow the order goes out from the president, I'm president of the United States, I issue an order, end the war today, begin to withdraw all American troops. It will take a year to get the American troops out. Do you hear me now? That's the truth. It will take a year to get them physically out. Now, if you leave all the equipment behind, you might be able to do it in 7 months. And you leave those billions of dollars of weapons behind, I promise they're going to be used against your grandchild and mine someday.
I think he forgot that. I think he just forgot. Don't you think he forgot? I mean, seriously. Because I can't imagine anybody would do this on purpose. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Joey B. I just love it. I love when he does stuff like this because it's almost like he hands us a win. Right? He proves our point. Again, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. EV companies now, because I love them, they took their foot off the gas. All of a sudden, they realize, hey, this costs a lot more money to put together. These cost a lot more money to produce and sell. And frankly and honestly, if people would get their heads out of the dark places, they'd find out they actually hurt the ecosystem more than gasoline does. Now, several automakers are halting a full steam ahead approach to electric vehicles. You know, part of it is they're saying they're worried about economic uncertainties and the underscoring fears regarding a slowdown of demand for the car. You know, we're not buying into it. The Americans just aren't buying into it. You know, the reality is just we're not ready. It's not that we're not ready. I mean, seriously. Tesla joined General Motors and Ford, voicing concerns about EV production. Musk said that he was worried about the impact of high interest rates on EV car buying. He's right. I mean, not only that, high interest rates. The economy sucks. It's hard for people to live in it. Right? Buyers, you know, they've expressed hesitation about moving forward with plans, you know, on buying a car. Now what's happened is some of these manufacturers got together and said, hey, listen, we were looking at opening up some factories in Mexico. Not so much now. Now, people hesitate to buy a new car if there's uncertainty in the economy. Don't you? I mean, wouldn't you? Would you make that? We don't have brand new cars, but we also don't have car payments. I'd be very hesitant today to get into a car payment situation. I don't want one. He said many people are living paycheck to paycheck. 60%+ of Americans. Now, Musk went on to say that the shares of his company had gone down 8% on Thursday. Shares of all EV makers were going down. Even General Motors said they're going to slow down their production of the Chevrolet Silverado and the GMC Sierra, the electric version, that is. I can't even imagine what that must be like. Seriously, right? I can't even imagine what that must be like. Ford said last week the plans to cut one-third, one of three shifts at the plant that constructs the electric F-150. Now, Ford slowed its EV ramp-up in July. It was supposed to keep its investment there, but it moved its investment over to commercial vehicles and hybrids. Again, we're not ready for this. Right? The infrastructure, not ready. It's just not there. Not that they hate it, it's just not there. If interest rates remain high, it's much, much harder for people to buy the car. They simply can't afford it, Musk said. He said he would accelerate expansion of the Mexico factory only when interest rates come down. They're not coming down, people. Not for a while. Biden's green energy agenda, which hopes to have two-thirds of new passenger cars and a quarter of new heavy trucks sold in the U.S. be all electric by 2032. Labor groups are saying no. These are the people that are usually on his side, right? I mean, really, think about it. Anyway, God. They got to be all electric by 2032, he said. He's put them at odds with the organized labor groups. They argue his push for electric vehicles could come at the expense of fair wages and union jobs. Don't bite the hand. As such, the production of electric vehicles is at the center of United Auto Workers strike. I mean, seriously. They keep telling us how many more jobs this is going to bring. Prove it. If people don't want these cars, you're not going to be making more of these cars. Then what? That's why I said, prove it. And then you've got workers. If they're cutting a shift, what does that mean? That means there's no money there. They don't have the money to buy the cars. They don't have the money to buy new TVs. They don't have the money to do a lot of things. And frankly, if you're in California, again, gas is an average of $6.49 a gallon. I'm sorry. I don't get it. I really don't get what you're looking for. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. A lot happening right now in the state of Oregon. This makes no sense to me whatsoever. Right? You want kids to do better. You want to teach them well. You want them to really have a fighting chance in the world as a whole. I mean, I always hear about the global this and the global that. But now you've got Oregon. State of Oregon has removed the writing, reading, and math mastery for high school graduations. Why? You want to know why? Do you care? Yeah. They're worried about the lower socioeconomic group that may not be able to pass. Look, do these people all sound like racists? They all sound like Joey B, don't they? Come see your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The White House is asking Israel to hold off on a ground invasion of the Gaza Strip while it works to free hostages held by Palestinian militants.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken told CBS's Face the Nation.
But in terms of what we're talking to Israel about in their, with regard to their military operations, it really is focused on
both how they do it and how best to achieve the results that they seek.
The administration reportedly not asking Israel to cancel any invasion. It just wants more time. I'm Corey Myers.
Two Israeli women held hostage were released earlier today. In September, close to 270,000 unauthorized immigrants were apprehended while crossing the southern border, marking the highest monthly figure ever recorded. Among these 18 individuals whose names appeared on the terror watch list. Dave Collins, USA News.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Massey, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Talking about how Oregon is removing the writing, reading, and math mastery from high school graduation requirements. Right? So their Board of Education, well, the Oregon State Board of Education unanimously voted Thursday to remove proof of mastery in reading, writing, math in order to graduate from high school. Isn't that great? No, no, seriously, think about it. Isn't that wonderful? Now your kids won't, they don't need to know how to write, they don't need to study, they don't need to do much of anything to graduate. I mean, seriously. The board argued that requiring all students to pass one of several standardized tests or to create an in-depth assignment that their teacher judges meeting state standards was a harmful hurdle for students of color. Why? Listen, you brown parents, you black parents, why are you allowing this? Do you understand that this is a form of race? They're saying that your kids can't match up. That your kids aren't smart enough to make this work. Why don't you hold the teachers responsible to make sure they're teaching your kids properly, to make sure that the kids can pass these tests, or that these kids have a mastery of reading, writing? Not that hard. But notice they don't say all kids. Kids of lower socioeconomic, you know, in this lower socioeconomic areas. No, they specifically call out black kids. It's just amazing to me. And you sit there and let them get away with it. They will not be able to, your kids will not be able to compete in the global market that everybody's pushing anyway. Why would you allow that? Don't you love your children? Don't you care about what your children are getting into or not? Yeah, I do. I don't even have your kids. And I care. Anyway. State board member Vicky Lopez said, well, you know, we haven't really suspended any sort of assessments. The only thing we are suspending is the inappropriate use of how those assessments were being used. Really? How are they being used? The assessment that says, hey, this kid knows this, this kid knows that, this kid's at this level, this kid might be at a fork. This is what they don't want. California's getting there because they're the same way. They're failing all the way around when it comes to this. They're failing in every way known when it comes to education. They're going to get to this point, too, at some point in time. Because they don't want anybody else to know that. Opponents of the New Order argued that removing their requirements devalues an Oregon diploma. The opponents argued that helping students with low academic skills through extra instruction in writing and math has helped them. Now, if you're giving them help, if you're giving them tutors, if you're teaching them properly, they won't need extra help. Yeah, some kids will. It's inevitable. Some kids will. They just need a little bit more help than others. But you don't take it out of their way. I want these kids to be able to compete in the global market. I want them to be able to compete with kids from other states where there are higher standards. This is ridiculous at every level. If you don't think these kids know what you're doing, then you're not paying attention. Goes on to say that we are unable to ethically make a different decision at this point. It's also unethical for us to continue to require this when we know it can continue to cause harm. Right? And has had no change in how students are performing. You know, they do these evaluations. Who does them? Who's there? Who's there to help out? Who's there to watch over? I ask that for many reasons, not for one in particular. But really, seriously, in all sincerity, these kids know what you're doing. They know this is another form. Think about it. Anybody got an idea what this is? No, it's in all sincerity. Right? This is them again. Yes, them, the educators, the academics. It's a way to give them a leg up again. We don't want them to have to. And listen, they said it, I didn't. They don't want those black kids to feel bad about themselves. So what they're going to do is they're going to take away the test requirements. They're going to take away certain requirements. So now you won't know if you're doing worse than the other kids. And the other kids won't try harder because there's no standards to work towards. Just, it's really sad. Now, they did pause this during COVID-19. A lot of school districts did. When the schools were forced to shut down, they tried to do the best they could with what they had. I got that. I didn't say I agree with it. I said I got that. Well, we're not locked down anymore. It's time to get back to work. It's time to find ways to teach these kids. In California, you have parents that are suing school districts because the kids aren't where they're supposed to be academically. And they were chartered with. They were supposed to make sure that those kids knew what was going on. I mean, educationally. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. You know, I always find them, we're seeing more and more proof come out, mainstream media, about what went on in the 2020 election. I just think it's hilarious. I'll get to that in a minute. If Obama-Biden healthcare policies are so good, then why do the costs keep rising? Remember? I was just talking about this. Why isn't it? Why wasn't it? Why isn't your healthcare bill the same as your cell phone? I got to ask. The cost of Obamacare and Biden-era add-ons are becoming intolerable, according to some. When Obama and Speaker Nancy Pelosi, they bent the legislative rules to pass Obamacare, right? Critics scoffed at their claims that it would expand access to health care, right? Expand access to health insurance, and it would help control costs. We found out that was all a lie, didn't we? healthcare, inflation, it continues to rise. Prices, along with the rest of the economy, right? It was obvious that this was going to cause a problem. Right? Democrats, they told so many false, I'm not going to call them falsehoods. They told so many lies when they passed this. It was a massive cost to taxpayers. It's going to keep growing. The latest numbers on healthcare insurance premiums, they're at dangerous levels where more people can't afford them now. If you go into government healthcare or program, there's a lot of things you can't get anymore. You can't have. Biden's policies, they're driven by the same, really, some people want to call it flawed assumptions. There's no assumptions there. They get in their head that they want something because it sounds like it's the right thing to do or it sounds like it's something that might work. They don't really look into it to see if it does. I've said the same thing forever. I go, look, every one of these type of laws that gets pushed through should have a sunset 5 years. It dies in 5 years unless you go back and look at it and see if it's actually doing what you meant it to do. And if it isn't, kill it or change it. Fix it. For most people, the cost of premiums were hit the hardest. A health policy think tank reported this week that the average cost of employer-based health insurance for family coverage has reached nearly $24,000. That went up 7% in 1 year. And it isn't because they want to make more money. Yeah, of course they do. Right? They have stockholders that want to make sure they're going to make their money, get their money back, whatever. Insurers typically pick up 25 to 38% of those costs. Right? Which means that even the families who have generous employers, who are paying a good chunk of it, they still got a lot more money coming out of their pocket. I mean, look, if your portion is just $5 a year, we'll say, because it's gone up so much, that's under $500 a month. You really need that? I think a car payment or something. Jump into your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain... I don't know what.
City, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. You know, I really do appreciate the time you guys spend with me, whether you're sending me emails, text messages, whatever. I do appreciate it very much. We're talking about how Obamacare, you know, that was supposed to be the equivalent to a cell phone bill. Now, cell phone bills have gone up, but not like this. I mean, seriously. Even after all of a sudden, remember the debacle, the problems, the issues they had in rolling this out. Right? The premiums are up. I don't know, people. You know, if somebody's paying $500 out of their own pocket for these Cadillac plans, I don't know. How are they supposed to put food on the table, especially in today's economy? The one that Joey B. handed them. Almost 153 million people depend on employer-sponsored health care coverage. It's over half the workforce, people. And it's just an incredible amount of money to spend on health insurance every year. A big driver of costs under Obamacare as a whole, and now Biden's regulations, is the use of government subsidies. The government keeps paying partially for your health care. You're paying for your health care. Your employer's paying for your health care. This doesn't work. Look, for some of you who want socialized medicine, why don't you push for this? It'd be a lot cheaper. Have the government, have Joey B, open up clinics all over the place. Okay? No more free health care for you. You don't get a card or anything else. Right? Go to the clinics. Go there for your shots. Go there for your flu. Go there for that kind of stuff. I mean, I don't know of any other way to fix this. It's out of control dollar-wise. As they always say, you know, the cat, the horse has been let out of the barn, the cat's been let out of the bag, whatever. At this point, if you try to just shut it off, you'll bring the healthcare system to its knees, too, because they were forced to make changes, they were forced to do things that now just can't be shut off. See, that even choked me on that one. Both Obama and Biden, they rationed the supply of care. By, you know, there are so many things in the way. If you talk to doctors that are willing to be honest with you, Obamacare had so many things in the way to stop from preventative medicine, from allowing you to do things to keep yourself healthy till you got sick or so that you wouldn't get sick. And then you were paying more than the average cost. And the healthcare companies that were, the healthcare insurers or health insurers that were forced into this, they had to pump their rates up because everything they had to cover. Look, not that they would ever use the money, but they had to cover a guy like me in case I got pregnant. You heard me. Look it up. It's real. Biden's back at pushing rule changes and all this. Right? He's using a government knows best. He's using an approach that says, hey, we're government. We got all these people around. We got all these experts. We know better. And that's what gets you in trouble. When they think they know more than you do about you, your kids, your business. Right? Sally Pipes of the Pacific Research Institute, she wrote last week that numbers from the Congressional Budget Office show the federal government spent $1.8 trillion this year on healthcare subsidies. Healthcare subsidies. I'm glad it was going to make everything better, aren't you? The number's rising rapidly. In the next 10 years, government officials are set to spend $25 trillion on these subsidies. Now, those subsidies alone, not to mention all the private sector healthcare costs, all of that. Again, when the government, we said it at the time, this will never be what they said it is. Never. Because it never is. Whenever the government sticks its fingers into something like this, the costs go through the roof. There's no way around it. It's real. Anyway. I thought this was interesting. A new Rasmussen poll. 45% of Democrats, including 45% of Democrats, including 32% who say it is very likely that cheating affected the outcome of the 2020 presidential election. Now, let me see if I can read this because it's a tad blurry. The chart. When you blow them up for being really small, it's a problem, right? So it looks like 43% are very sure that there was cheating that went on. Overall, of all the people who took the survey, 19% somewhat, 6% are not sure, 9% said, not very likely, and 23% said not at all. When you looked at Republicans, right, 53% said very, very likely that there was cheating that went on, 27% said somewhat likely, 4 said not sure, 9 said not very, and 7% said not at all. Now, this is the interesting number, because we're not usually this close. Independents said that they were very sure, 46%. 18% said somewhat sure. Massive number for them. So much closer. Right? 8% did agree. 8% said not very and not at all. Came in at 20% for the independents. But it came to the Democrats. I'm sure you can guess. 32% said it was very sure that cheating went on. I wish they had flushed out that question a little bit more, but it was the cheating in favor of or against Democrats. 13% was somewhat. 5% said not sure. 10% said not very. And looks like 40% said nope, not at all. But ultimately, when you look at it, over half the Democrat voters say it is very likely that cheating affected the outcome of the 2020 election. When you start reading more and more of these stories, when you start seeing more and more of what's coming out now from the states and other places, you cannot deny or discount that something definitely went awry during that election. Something was just not right. All right. Anyway, I know I don't do these stories usually. Really, seriously. The Britney Spears. She came out recently and said she had an abortion, but she didn't want to abort her baby. She gave me the pressure. I don't even remember who it was. I don't really care. Right? But she gave him the pressure to kill this child. The studies now show that you're looking at about 64% of post-abortive women said that they were pressured to abort their children. You know, everybody talks about supporting women, working with women, helping women out, doing the right thing, talking to them. I find all this just so amazing. If that's the truth, and the woman's feeling like she wants to keep the baby, why wouldn't you encourage her to do so? Why wouldn't you support her? Why wouldn't you do the things you need to do to help her make it with that child? Instead of reminding her, and I probably don't even say it this way, but you know, she made a mistake, she needs to get rid of it, it's going to ruin her life, really? You know, that young lady has a lot of problems to begin with. You think this isn't hurting her at all? You don't think this is making it tough on her at all? And she's old enough. She knows where to go look. She knows where to find this information. Don't think she hasn't. Right? I mean, seriously. This is why you need to make it harder. Right? You need to make it harder for these decisions to be made so quickly. She must have felt so. I mean, the people I've talked to, some who've had abortions, some who were thinking about it and then didn't, the same thing. They felt alone. They didn't know what they were going to do. They didn't think they could do it alone. I mean, if that's a decision you made and you got pregnant, well, so be it. But don't make it worse. That thing playing around in your head for decades after you have it or have the abortion. Eight five five real Joe. I'm going to save this story for afterward. We're going to talk about how the court documents now reveal that there was extreme public pressure on the prosecutors in that George Floyd case to nail the cops. Not to make sure justice came through, but to nail the cops. These cops, when all this stuff finally surfaces, they're going to have a billion-dollar lawsuit against the city, the government, the whatever, whatever. And I would be the first one to jump in and help them out. Help them make it happen. In all sincerity. Just ridiculous. All right, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Be back in a little bit. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Joe Mazzini Show.